The incident happened Wednesday at CPS's lab on Elm Street in Buffalo. A worker counting envelopes of what was believed to be a heroin fentanyl mix complained of dizziness. In short time, Buffalo Fire and first response personnel were on the scene administering a reported pair of doses of naloxone, also known as Narcan.
Thankfully, this county employee is okay, and we have a lot of questions for the Commissioner of Central Police Services about why the Buffalo Fire Department had to be called to deliver Narcan when at that time, according to law enforcement, none was available.
Erie County Comptroller Stefan Mihailu has written not only the head of CPS, but also the county legislature. County Executive Mark Poloncarz, meanwhile, says claims CPS did not have its own Narcan on site are not true.
I'm just really disappointed that the comptroller issued a letter and media advisory with a whole bunch of false statements. Completely false about the incident.
What were the false statements?
That the Buffalo Fire Department applied Narcan, which they didn't.
It says right in the police report, though.
No, they didn't. I know because I talked to the commissioner of Central Police Services on Wednesday, was informing it was the fellow members.
The Erie County Sheriff's Office report indicates the affected worker was wearing proper safety equipment and did not recall making any direct contact nor inhaling any of the suspicious substance. The comptroller's office wants CPS to answer their questions by next Tuesday. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.